We are bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone today. French Montana, well, he announced it yesterday that he got a residency in Vegas.
Really?
So he'll be performing at Drace Nightclub, which is like, everybody know, I haven't even been to Vegas, and I know what Drace is.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be there for an extended 2-year stay.
2 years?
Two years. Vegas got super heat. They got Drake signed on, Cardi signed on at all different places in French now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to do a package deal because who want to pay for three different, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So congrats to him.
Wow.
So DMX, he announced that he's doing a 20th anniversary tour. We didn't get to talk about this yesterday.
Okay.
For his debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. So he's going to be hitting 32 cities from March to May.
Okay.
As of right now, there is no dates in Connecticut. But you can see him in Boston and New York. That might change, though, because you know Connecticut love DMX. So hopefully he'll be able to stop soon. Tyra Banks, this is weird. I don't understand. So she's opening her own theme park called Modelland.
Mm-hmm.
Named after her book she dropped in 2010 about her life, okay? It's like, I don't understand. Like, you got a theme park called Modelland. Like, are you going to have wig glue at the roller coaster so we can be ready, picture ready when we go down? Like, what are you doing, right? That's what I thought. I'm thinking roller coasters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says, families could come into this model world for a day, have a fun shopping experience and an eventful meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantasy-based. She's connected with Hollywood costume designers and stylists to make clothing for the audience to wear. Like, it sounds like you telling me to buy a ticket to play dress up and go shopping and spend more money on food. Like, where's the roller coaster? Says you're gonna have a free fall, the free fall thing. Like, how was that a theme park? That sounds like a mall. Okay, so anyway, I'm confused, but you know, entrepreneur, do your thing, sis, do your thing. All right, so Freeway, he had his kidney transplant yesterday.
Yes.
And his manager says it was a success and he's recovering and thanks everyone for the well wishes. So congrats to him. I was very worried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep you up to date on 21 Savage. So his people released a statement saying that ISIS motives are corrupt. They said that we knew that they had his address in 2017 when he applied for the U visa and had no intention on arresting him until he dropped the record a lot.
Mm.
Right? So in the record, he says, been through some things, so I can't imagine my kids being stuck at the border. So they took it as a jab to them, which I mean, what? Like, what? The level of salt in your blood right now that y'all decide y'all want to arrest this man, if that's the case. But I feel like at this point, the lawyer's just exploring every single option to make sure that 21 is released and mm-hmm. not kicked out. So keep doing what you're doing, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so lastly, Jennifer Lopez, she's performing the Motown tribute at the Grammys on Sunday.
What?
Like, I love her down, okay? Sis is bad. She's gorgeous. You know, she got some singing abilities. She can dance her ass off. Sis is Selena. She can act her ass off. But I just don't see it for this Motown tribute. I don't think her voice is where it should be for a Motown tribute. You can literally have called Fantasia. You could have got Luke James. You could have got anybody from the damn New Edition movie. You could have got from the Young Ones and Old Ones. You could have had the whole Motown covered. You could have had Letty C. You could have had any Tyrese. You could have, maybe not Jacquees. Never mind. I was gonna take it that far, but I'm not gonna go that far. Stevie Wonder is still alive. Could have did that. I don't know. So I'm gonna watch it, obviously, but I'm not enthused. Mm. But I stand for you, J Lo. I don't want just to take any offense to anybody who loves her because I love her too. But no, it's not gonna work.
So
that's it for the tea. Thanks.
Oh. All right. Well, with that being said, we got more on the flip side. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.